Today, Christmas Eve, Israeli troops pulled back to the outskirts of Bethlehem. Israeli officials said Christmas celebrations may be held as planned. Pilgrims, Palestinian Christians with security permits, and foreign tourists may enter the city. But as NPR's Linda Gradstein reports, each year more and more Palestinian Christians are leaving the West Bank.
Every Sunday, Suad Habibi joins her mother at St. Nicholas Church in the village of Beit Jala, just outside Bethlehem. Suad is deeply religious and says she finds comfort in the Greek Orthodox prayers and rituals.
We've been living here for so many years. My father, my grandfather, grandfather of my grand-grandfather, and this is our land. You cannot just throw us away from here. That we are very, very, very desperate.
So desperate, she says, that she has applied to emigrate to Australia, where her husband's sister has lived for many years. Suad says her husband, a dental technician, has barely worked in 2 years. Suad is a trained accountant, but has been raising their 3 children. They've been living off savings. But even worse than that, she says, is that her children don't feel safe at home anymore. Last year, her neighborhood came under frequent attack by Israeli soldiers responding to Palestinian gunfire from Beit Jala. Her kitchen window still has a bullet hole in it. Her 10-year-old daughter's bedroom window was shattered, and since then her daughter has refused to enter the room. Suad says she chose to emigrate to Australia because it's as far away from the Israeli-Palestinian conflict as she could get.
It's a very far place. It's very far, and it's very beautiful, and it's safe, and no other countries around it. No other countries, they don't have to fight with anybody else. We will live in peace, and nobody will hurt us, nobody will hurt our children, and we will have a better future for our kids.
There are no official statistics on Christian emigration from the West Bank, but Bernard Sabella, a professor of sociology at Bethlehem University, says that since the Israeli occupation of the West Bank in 1967, tens of thousands of Christians have emigrated. In the past 2 years, the rate has increased significantly. He says many middle-class Christians have relatives abroad, which makes it easier for them to leave. But he says the effects of the emigration are disastrous for Palestinian society.
We are losing some of our brightest minds. We are losing our youngest people. We are losing the people who are interested in advancing their personal and communal lives. The more we lose of this kind of people in this Holy Land, the more the loss is going to be for all of us.
For those Christian Palestinians who have no plans to leave, this Christmas is the gloomiest most can remember. Until they pulled back this morning, Israeli troops had been in Bethlehem's Manger Square for the past month, following a suicide bombing carried out by a Palestinian from the town. Michel Nasser, the director of the Bethlehem Peace Center, says most Palestinians don't feel like celebrating.
As you can see, it's a sad Christmas. Our house is not decorated as it should be. We are under occupation, under curfew. And it's sad on the other side that we are not allowed to go to our church on Sundays.
Christians all over the West Bank are praying that next Christmas will be better. Linda Gradstein, NPR News, Bethlehem.